It's been revealed that another pilot reported problems with a Lion Air jet that later crashed into the sea off Indonesia, killing all 189 people on board. The pilot on the earlier flight requested permission to turn back after takeoff because of technical problems. Investigators will soon examine the Boeing 737 MAX jet's flight recorder, which was recovered from the seafloor yesterday. Divers are still searching for the cockpit voice recorder. Here's Indonesia correspondent Anne Barker.
Passengers on flight JT43 on Sunday from Bali to Jakarta are lucky to be alive. One of the pilots on board has since revealed he made an urgent request to turn back to Bali minutes after takeoff because of technical problems, but he managed to resolve the problems and continue on to Jakarta. Barely 8 hours later, the same 737 MAX 8 aircraft plunged into the sea after a different pilot also reported technical problems and asked to return to Jakarta. An airport official, Herson, in Bali, has told the Reuters news agency how the pilot on Sunday updated the control tower to say the plane was now flying normally and he no longer needed to return to the Bali airport.
The captain himself was confident enough to fly from Jakarta to Denpasar.
The pilot of another plane coming in to land in Bali has also told how he was ordered to circle above the airport and overheard the Lion Air pilot making a pan-pan call, as it's known, which is one step down from a Mayday alert.
Because of the pan-pan call, we were told to hold off. The Lion plane requested to return back to Bali 5 minutes after takeoff. But then the pilot said the problem had been resolved and he was going ahead to Jakarta.
But the pilots kept the plane at a lower than usual altitude, and passengers later complained that the flight was like a roller coaster ride. One man, Dia Madani, said the seatbelt sign was never turned off.
When the plane took off, it climbed and then went down. It rose again and then dropped again, violently shaking. Everyone in the plane shouted, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. We recited every prayer we knew.
The airport official Herson says the Bali flight had a speed and altimeter problem, but the captain was eventually confident the plane was airworthy and pressed on.
He double-checked to ensure that they could fly.
The plane landed in Jakarta shortly before 11 p.m, where Lion Air says the technical issues were checked and resolved and the plane was declared safe to fly. Less than 8 hours later, it plunged into the sea after another pilot had requested permission to return to base. Lion Air has declined to comment on the claims, citing the ongoing crash investigation, though it maintains the technical issues in the Bali flight were resolved according to procedure. Indonesia's transport minister has suspended the airline's technical director on the grounds he had ultimate responsibility for the plane's safety. Navy divers yesterday recovered the plane's flight data recorder from the sea floor, giving hope that investigators will soon have a better picture of what happened, not only on Monday, but also during the flight from Bali. This is Anne Barker in Jakarta for AM.